This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced a series of punitive steps against the Palestinians, including plans to beef up Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. This after a rash of deadly shootings. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
The announcement casts a cloud over a visit next week by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and threatened to further raise tensions. Netanyahu's security cabinet, which is filled by hardline politicians aligned with the West Bank settlement movement, approved the measures in the wake of the attacks. It also plans to cancel security benefits for the families of the attackers, make it easier for Israelis to get gun licenses, and step up efforts to collect illegal weapons. The announcement said that in response to public Palestinian celebrations over the attack, Israel would take new steps to strengthen the settlements this week. Gave no further details. The Biden administration, which condemned the shooting, opposes settlement construction in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Pope Francis on Sunday condemned a resurgence of violence in the Middle East, calling on both sides in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to engage in a sincere search for peace. Francis cited 10 Palestinians, including a woman, killed in an Israeli army raid on a refugee camp in the West Bank and an attack Friday by a Palestinian gunman that killed 7 Israelis outside a synagogue in East Jerusalem. Pope Francis starts a trip on Tuesday to 2 fragile African nations where protracted conflicts have left millions of refugees and displaced people grappling with hunger. The January 31st through February 5th visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan takes the 86-year-old Pope to places where Catholics make up about half of the populations and where the church is a key player in health and educational systems. This is VOA News. At least 10 children were killed on Sunday when a boat carrying religious school students capsized in northwest Pakistan, officials said. Around 8 students were still missing, while 7 injured had been taken to the hospital, according to local officials where the accident took place. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak fired the chairman of his ruling Conservative Party Sunday over a serious breach of the ministerial code. VOA's Tommy McNeil has our story.
Pressure had been building on Nadeem Zahawi amid allegations he settled a multi-million dollar unpaid tax bill while he was in charge of the country's treasury. In a letter to Zahawi, Sunak wrote, he had been forced to act after promising at the start of his tenure that his government would have integrity, professionalism, and accountability at every level. There was no immediate comment from Zahawi. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Turkey has issued a travel warning for its citizens living in or planning on going to European countries, citing Islamophobia and anti-Turkish demonstrations. The warning comes after last weekend's protest in Sweden, where an anti-Islam activist burned the Quran and pro-Kurdish groups protested against Turkey. A Japanese drug maker and a U.S. biotech firm said in a joint statement that the Japanese Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare has granted priority review status to their Alzheimer's disease treatment. The drug, which was recently granted accelerated approval in the United States, is an antibody that has been shown to remove sticky deposits of a protein from the brains of patients in the early stages of the mind-wasting disease. Once the priority status has been granted, the target total review period is shortened. Tennis great Novak Djokovic won his 10th Australian Open title Sunday. Details from AP correspondent Graham Agars.
An emotional Novak Djokovic has beaten Stefanos Tsitsipas to extend his Australian Open record to 10 victories from 10 finals. The Serb, who battled injuries earlier in the event, closed out a 6-3, 7-6, 7-6 win that took a fraction under 3 hours to complete. Djokovic climbed into his team box after the victory and broke down in tears before returning to the court to accept the winner's trophy.
It's a huge relief because, you know, it hasn't been smooth sailing.
In addition to the title, the victory returns him to the top of the world rankings and, more significantly, secures his 22nd Grand Slam singles crown, joining Spanish rival Rafael Nadal. I'm Graham Agars.
From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.